Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Saturday, January 28th, and we are here taking your financial questions, helping you untangle the different choices in your life, and hopefully getting you to a better place. If you have something going on that is at all remotely connected to a dollar or money or your life, and if you want our help, we'd love to assist you. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Of course, while you're on the website, could you please, maybe, perhaps, buy the new book? It's called The Great Money Reset. Just came out this week, so check it out. All right, let's go and take a listener question. This is Paul, who's on the line from Buffalo.
Jill, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I've got a question for you. I've got an annuity that's coming due right now. Its value is $30,000. And, you know, I've got some options with it. It's in an IRA. I can take that money and put it into my brokerage account inside the IRA and move that forward. I can leave it in the current annuity and just keep rolling it forward. Or I can go to a new annuity. There's some new annuities available in New York State. That's where I live. You know, the drawback is it has a 10-year surrender fee, so I got to get back into that deal. And that's the way it works when you sign a new annuity.
Yep.
I plan on putting a death benefit on it for my wife and child. So if something happens to me, that money's going to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it does have a guaranteed payout until I die. So, that's a plus on it. So I'm looking and saying I like the new annuity. I like the guarantee factor. I'm 60 years old, so at 70 I can get into that and say, okay, I've got some money coming. It'd be about $375 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get your opinion on that.
You forgot one of the other big downsides.
Sure.
The cost of the annuity.
It's 1.94%.
That's 1.94 is the cost, but not the cost of investing or all in. So 2%, let's call it.
Yeah, that's all in.
Okay. And tell me about other stuff that you have invested or other assets that you have. So you're married?
Yeah, here's where I stand. I've got an IRA. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I've got a 401 with 300 in it.
Yep.
My wife has a 401 with 60,000 in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a brokerage account with about 290 in it.
Okay.
And then we got some bank accounts with about 120 in it. So that's where we're at financially.
That's great. That's fantastic. And you're still working?
Yes. Okay. I'm still working, and I don't want to retire.
Mm-hmm.
No, I still want to work. So
good.
That factors in there, too. I look and say, if I needed the money, I would take it, but I still want to work.
Good. Very good. If you were going to guess in terms of working, how much longer? You know, you say, I want to work. Are you like the kind of guy who's like, I'm working for 10 more years, or I'm working, they're carrying me out feet first? What do you think?
Probably at least I'm 65, 66. That's my base retirement age. You know, I know I can get social at 62, but I'm not ready to stop working.
Good.
And again, the bug hasn't hit me to stop working. So, you know, that could happen a year, could happen 2 years, could happen in 10 years. So I don't really have a definitive answer. But I just tell you what I'm thinking right now.
Okay, great. When you look at your retirement going forward, even at that full retirement age, if you and your wife both collect your Social Security,
mm-hmm.
will you need to tap into any of this money, the savings, to support yourselves? Will either of you have a pension in addition to Social Security? What does it look like? You know, roll the clock forward. Tell me you're retired. You're 67. What does the cash flow look like then?
Well, my plan there is obviously I would sign up for Social Security. At 65, I'd get about about $2,100 a month, 66. I take my my 401k and start drawing off that, maybe $1,500 a month. So I don't need the money right now, and I don't see myself needing it in the next 5 or 6 years.
Right.
So it really becomes a case of do I put it in a secure investment like this annuity, knowing I've got some downfalls on that. It's more expensive, and I've got a 10-year surrender deal.
Yep.
Or do I invest in a brokerage inside my IRA? And
yeah,
can I make more money?
I'm going to lean towards the IRA, and here's why. I mean, I think the bonus is great, and I just think that first of all, the surrender is always ridiculous. That always annoys me. But the cost. I don't know where you're investing right now. In that brokerage account. But if you're in a low-cost investment environment, whether it's Vanguard or Schwab or T. Rowe Price or Fidelity or TD Ameritrade, if you're in a low-cost environment, your cost of investing is essentially zero-ish. You know, it's zero to, let's say, a tenth of 1% versus 2%. So in my mind, I feel like the annuity, it's okay. It's going to cost money, but I'd rather have access to my money. I'd rather have control over my money, and I'd rather keep the costs down. So I would generally roll that annuity, because it is an IRA, just roll it into your existing IRA account. I'd keep cranking away while I work. You know, this way you're investing it in your IRA. You could let it keep going. Invest. You're going to keep putting money into your 401k. Your wife's going to keep putting money into your 401 into her 401k. And I think that by the time you're retired, you'll have a very easy to manage financial life. I'm a simpleton in some respects. I would just take that annuity money, I'd roll it into the IRA, keep putting money away, keep working. And I think you're right on target for what your needs are for retirement. The longer you work, the better it's going to be, by the way. Obviously, if you're working and you continue to work past your full retirement age, keep working, delay actually claiming your Social Security retirement benefit till you're 70, and then you'll really start to make some money. Okay, if you would like help in something going on in your financial life, just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, let us know if you want to come on the air. And while you're there, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Every single Friday it comes out. Mark does such a great job with that. And that's it. That's it for the program. So leave us a rating and review on Apple. That still makes a difference. Buy the book. Do all the good stuff. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Change your work. Change your wealth. Change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.